nothing's better than being able to talk about the TBF than talking to Robert Cartledge, who's the CEO and president of the TBF. Robert, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Terry.
Well, I guess the first thing is there's a lot that has occurred over the last 12 months, and you're probably settling in right now a little bit, trying to get everything finalized and put together. But kind of give me a recap, if you can, of what's transpired.
Well, you know, we are starting to get settled in a little bit, but still lots of work to do. The Federation is a giant organization and the foundation of the entire industry. And, you know, when you make major changes with an organization like that, it's going to take a while to get things organized and rolling. But we're doing real well. We've got a lot of help from all of our partners in the industry and the membership, and things are rolling along pretty well.
Well, you know, you look back, and a lot of things did transpire. Of course, the Bass Federation, and which is now the Federation Nation, and then the TBF kind of split off, and Federation Nation, of course, is with BASS, and the TBF moved over to FLW, who decided, hey, look, this looks like good business practice for me. We need to get involved, and so they've stepped up well, and I'm sure that's a partnership you're trying to develop, too.
It is, you know, and the Federation really, you know, is the same organization it always has been. Bass did start a new organization in the Federation Nation, and you know, they're doing what they do, and we're moving forward with things that the Federation's always done and has been founded on, with youth and conservation, and in addition to the tournament fishing side, and having great success with it. We're really excited about the results, and you know, the sponsors are really stepping up to the plate at this point, and the support we're getting from folks like Bass Fan and our new website that's coming out soon and all those kind of things. I think it's really adding a lot of value to being a Federation member.
Well, no question about it. And I know the team here is feverishly working on finishing up. And I know you've been integral in that, as well as a lot of other people in the TBF website. And, you know, it's going to have a different look and feel maybe than what people have seen before. And it's also going to be a place where you can get just about any information you need, can't you, about the TBF?
Well, you absolutely can, and one of the things that you know, the Federation has missed out on in the past is news stories, standings, and event stuff about Federation. Just news that's strictly Federation focused, and this new site will fill that void. And one thing we need from the membership is stories. You know, we want to know what you're doing out there, and we want to partner with Bass Fan to get that story out there and let the world know the good things that you're doing. So certainly any of you Federation members out there that are listening today, if you've got youth projects, conservation projects, anything of special interest or note, or just some funny stories about things that's happened in your bass club and things of that nature, we would love to hear about them and do a story on them.
Well, I'm going to do a shameless plug. We're also going to do a TBF radio program and be able to talk to the individual people across the country who are making the news. You know, that's going to be kind of neat. You'll be able to hear it from the horse's mouth. And, you know, like we're doing with you here, Robert, you know, we're talking about what really makes this thing click. And, it, you know, the state tournaments are right now going on. I know the TBF tournaments, you know, I live in Illinois. We've got ours coming up June 6th. I mean, they're going on across the country right now.
Yeah, they are, and our divisionals are fixing to start. The Western Division is next week in Idaho, and Idaho Federation's hosting that divisional. And, you know, we've got the sponsors have really put a lot into this, and I think the anglers are going to be really impressed with the level of sponsor support that's there. FLW is bringing the big tournament trailers in, and for the event, we've got Ranger Boat's new boat simulator ride going to be there that you can get in and ride around and feel and look like you're driving down the lake. And so, you know, we want to put a lot of fun back into the events and make them something that the anglers will remember and want to come back to, and that's really where we're headed.
Well, there's no question. You know, FLW has got a great reputation for running great circuits, you know, all the way from the BFL through the Strenn Series and FLW Tour and then the FLW Series. But this is kind of another, you know, a grassroots opportunity for them. And, you know, Irwin Jacobs is a man who sees things for what it is, and there's no question about it. You know, this could mean boat sales. It could mean new sponsorships. It could mean a whole bunch of other things because you're getting it down to the grassroots level.
Well, it absolutely can, and that's what makes this industry tick is sales, as you well know, with any sponsor. You know, that's what they're in business to do is sell their product, and you know, the Federation is there to support them in that effort. Our membership, you know, buys product from just about everybody. And, you know, we want to see the industry grow, and we want it to be successful. And with our partners we've got on board now, I think that we're taking a big step in the right direction. And I would certainly agree with you and your comments about Irwin. He is definitely a visionary in the sport, and he kind of, when you said he sees things, I would agree with that. He sees things that other people don't see, and his success speaks for itself. And we're excited to co-opt some of that success and bring it into the Federation.
Well, you know, I look at the pros as the guys that really test. You know, they're the guys that get the new stuff and the gadgets and the gee whiz stuff. But in reality, the guys that buy are at the Federation level. They're the guys that go out and spend that hard-earned money.
That's exactly right. Those are the guys that are making rubber meet the road as far as the sponsors go. And you know, it's time they got some bang for their buck as well.
Well, you know, it's nice because, you know, as you go through the Federation, the old gold cup at the end of the rainbow or whatever, where the gold was at, always was the classic. Well, now with the TBF, you've got the FLW Championship and a chance for maybe $1 million in 2007 if you're driving a Ranger.
Well, not only that, you're exactly right. But not only is the FLW Championship on the line now, but the All-American spots, the Weekend Warrior spots, there's just a lot more opportunities for Federation members proceed into championship events, and that's what it really boils down to, is more opportunities to go fish and have more fun for Federation members.
Well, you know, you look back over the years, and, you know, a lot of consternation, of course, in the last year or so regarding which way do we go and which, you know, what's the best route. But in reality, and I know I've heard you say this before, you're in favor of whatever anybody really wants to do. You're just trying to set a program up that works for the group that you're working with. But, you know, I mean, from a Bass perspective, I mean, you've still got a lot of friends and allies over there, I'm sure, and you know, you're favorable to them as well, because there are a lot of people that are maybe fishing kind of both of those trails.
Well, absolutely. I've got lifetime friends at Bass, and, you know, this is certainly no reflection on them whatsoever. And you know, people are going to do what they want to do and go fishing, and that's what we want.
Well, Robert, tell me about the future a little bit. I mean, what are some of the aspirations, not necessarily in detail, but what are some of the aspirations you guys have for the TBF? Now, you've mentioned a lot of things about, you know, getting conservation more in line and doing some things there, but what are some of the things you think the TBF can accomplish?
Well, one thing, you know, certainly we've just formed a partnership with CBAA, the Collegiate Bass Anglers Association, and I think you're going to see that program grow by leaps and bounds as college anglers get involved in the sport of fishing. So certainly that's a big step for the future, and it kind of takes the kids that we've already been grooming in the youth program, and it grows them into adulthood and keeps them motivated and keeps them growing in the sport. And so that's certainly a big step there. The Army National Guard is on board, and they are going to put their vast resources behind conservation work and conservation projects within the Federation, and I think you're going to see a lot of growth there. You know, we're very similar to the National Guard in that they are an all-volunteer organization, and so are we. And you know, their mission is to work and support their community, and as is ours. And so I think you're going to see a strong partnership there coming in the future. And really, you know, it's limitless what the Federation can do in the future for its members and for its clubs. Continue to put those guys first.
I got to laugh because that phone rang right there, and I know every time I try to get a hold of you, you've got like five people waiting in line to talk to you. So it's apropos that we have, you know, that phone ring right there in the middle of the interview. But it's one of those things where I think you're right. I think the future is very, very bright, and whether you're in the Federation Nation or the TBF. But, you know, Robert, you guys just keep your nose to the grindstone and keep doing the good work you're doing there at the TBF.
Well, we appreciate it, Terry, and we thank you guys for all your support.
Well, we're going to have TBF radio folks on every week or at least every couple of weeks, and we're going to talk to newsmakers in the world of the Federation, of Bass Federation, Inc., and look forward to doing that. Robert, thanks again for being with us.
Well, thanks for having me.